Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers!
Beer for breakfast. Every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Who doesn't love an ice cold beer as the week is winding down? That's what Beer for Breakfast is all about. It's to celebrate a week of great work, hard work. Worked our hands to the bones.
I mean, we broadcast from Disneyland on Monday.
Was that this week?
Yeah, right? That was on
Monday. Seems like a lifetime ago.
It does, but we were out there on Monday, and then we've, you know, we launched our show in Albany.
That's right.
On Wednesday. And
cheers
so,
to
I
that.
Mean, like, it's, yeah. This has been a very productive week for the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
We actually did some stuff this week.
So I feel like we have earned these beers that we're going to be drinking right now. And today's beer that we're going to be featuring on today's Beer for Breakfast, Dave, is the Dry Heat New England Style IPA from our friends down there in Henderson at Craft House.
Nice local beer and nice little homage to, of course, the city of Las Vegas in and of itself by calling it Dry Heat.
A lot of their beers named after and homages to beautiful things right here in Nevada. And
it's worth mentioning that that Troy on Facebook thought that you said that it was called Dry Heave, which would be a really bad name for a beer.
Yeah, that's not a good name for a beer.
Dry Heat.
And there's some big news for Craft House. If you check out our podcast, Dave, the Beer for Breakfast bonus podcast, which can be found at our website, x1075lasvegas.com, the radio.com app, or if you just go to iTunes and search for Dave and Mahoney, we had Wendy, the owner from Craft House, on, and they are opening up a second location. So they are expanding.
It's going to be downtown, right?
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, if you're on the north side of town. If you're on the north side of town or if you're downtown and you don't want to make that trek down to Henderson, you'll have one a little bit closer to you. And this is a beer that I think is phenomenal. I'm not going to tell them how to run their business. This is a seasonal that can only be found for the next couple days over at Craft House. It's the Dry Heat New England Style IPA.
You're not going to tell them how to run their business, but this should be available all the time is what you're going to say.
This beer should be available all the time, and you'll get to see why I say that after we start drinking it. So it's all just cheers.
Cheers, Dave.
Cheers to all of our new friends in Albany as well. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and everybody in Las Vegas, thank you for sharing us with them. You know, we're glad
Thank you for being cool with an open relationship.
Yeah.
We didn't ask, but we sprung it on you. Yeah. Well, now that you know about it, are you cool with it?
Have another drink.
Cheers.
Let's just keep drinking. Take a big drink of this. But this has 6.6 alcohol by volume today being served from a beautifully designed 16-ounce custom aluminum can. Five categories in which you rate every single beer: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's start with the look of the Dry Heat New England Style IPA. Sylvia, we'll start with you. Since she did, Sylvia sat in on her first Beer for Breakfast podcast this week
as well.
Yeah,
it was very
fun. She was drunk.
I was. It is very, very cloudy.
Yes.
It's very, I don't know, gold but cloudy.
Pretty good description. Yeah. Sure. It looks like any cloudy IPA or even like a Hef sometimes looks like this.
A little bit, you know, very hazy, darker yellow, closer resembles OJ, in my opinion, like freshly squeezed orange juice, about 2.5 inches of firm white head, held his retention for some time after a pour, and ample amount of sticky lacing down the sides of our glass as we continue to drink. The next category in Beer for Breakfast, as we drink the Craft House Dry Heat New England Style IPA, is smell.
You're naughty.
R.I.P. Bruce. We'll start with you, Dave. What are you smelling over there with that schnoz?
Well, as you can tell, this robust schnoz is very good at detecting scents. Getting lots of like citrus.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It smells nice. I mean, it's sweet. A little bit of tartness.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a pretty inviting nose. Mm-hmm. A lot of dry hop dankness in there. Like, there's that dankness that just kind of swirls around the top, followed by a good amount of citrus notes that are followed there on the back. But I'd say this is a pretty dank New England style beer, but the hops, very present and very inviting on the nose of this beer. Let's get to our favorite category in Beer for Breakfast, which is the taste. Let's all cheers again. All right.
Cheers.
All take a big drink of the Craft House Dry Heat New England Style IPA.
Oh, that's nice. Right. Yeah. It's not overwhelming in the sense that it doesn't bite too hard. You know, some people think that would be a turnoff. It definitely has that bite to it, but it evens out really quickly. Does that make sense? Like, it sort of dissipates
would you say
in your tongue.
Subtle? Because I had those IPAs that like bite and you could really like feel it. But this is just like, are you done?
You all right, buddy?
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good stuff.
But I think it's very subtle. Like, you can still feel the bite, but it's not like punching you in the mouth.
Sylvia is traditionally
not. Shut up,
not...
Sylvia.
You shut up.
We don't even need Bossy Rossi. All we got
shut
is.
Shut up, Sylvia.
We've just got a button that pretty much solves all of our problems with him. Mm-hmm. Sylvia traditionally is not an IPA drinker. And she put these down. I mean, she's already plowing through a good portion of this beer. And on the
and
podcast,
we're on the radio, so you can't tell. But she took her pants off.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're not even wearing pants today. Wow. Why would
no.
you?
No.
Mm-mm. Just wearing a dress. Yeah. Ian, I dropped this off to you. You didn't try this beforehand, but as I dropped this off in the studio right before we opened up the microphones, what did you say on your first drink of this beer?
Well, my first sip, I was very surprised at almost the kind of creaminess that it had, and I love how it has that bite on the back end.
Yes.
So you get that creaminess.
You like that, huh?
I do.
You like
Dave.
The bite on the back end.
I like the bite on the back end.
I mean, just take a in my opinion, I think this is a fantastic example of the New England style IPA. You get a lot of like juicy fruit and citrus up front. Almost no alcohol is detectable, making this very, very crushable. The finish is nice and dry. You got that like piney bite there that's kind of on the tip of your tongue for a couple minutes afterwards, you know. So it's not like a dry finish, but it's like a dry hop finish.
Sure.
That
yeah.
you can really, really taste the hops in there, and it lingers around for several minutes after each drink. Mouthfeel, this is medium bodied. I would say smooth, very refreshing, and the overall drinkability at 6.6% ABV. This is an incredibly easy to drink beer. If you have a chance to get a hold of it this weekend over at Craft House, it's their 4th anniversary party where they're debuting this to the world. I would highly recommend it. Plus, it supports a great local business as well, and that's what we love to do here.
Love that they're expanding. Las Vegas, things are going very well here right now, mm-hmm. and the fact that there's local businesses that are growing, and it's not mm-hmm. just... Yeah, that's what I like about Vegas. There's obviously a lot of big corporations yep. that are based here, but there's also a lot of really great mom-and-pop places
our
that
neighbors.
Fill it in. Yeah, yeah. exactly. It's
and
awesome.
Making a living, making good beer, and mm-hmm. again, not trying to tell them how to do their business, but you should really put this on year-round.
She's hella fine. 10, 10, 10, 10.
Can I get a drum roll, please? On Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I get the Craft House Dry Heat New England Style IPA.
She's hella fine. 10, 10, 10, 10.
A 4.1 out of 5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.